Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study this theme, the promise, God's everlasting covenant. Lesson 4, an everlasting covenant. Our text for this week is in Genesis 17, verse 7. I, God, will establish my covenant between me and you. You is Abraham. And your descendants after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your descendants after you. Cindy, Yahweh and the Abrahamic Covenant. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 7, we read, And he, God, said unto him, Abraham, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldeans, to give thee this land to inherit it. When we look at a map here, you will see Ur in the land of the Babylonians at the river Euphrates, and they had a stop at Haran, and there Abraham left his descendants, only Lot came with him, and then they continued to journey down to Palestine from there. Israel, as it is called today, the state in this area. So it was a long, long journey. This is the area of Iraq, Syria, and then you come down here to Israel. It's a long, long journey. Imagine all these goats and sheep and asses and camels which came along with them. Here on this picture we can see such a caravan going through the desert, carrying the loads on the camels back, as it happened in old days. And why did Abraham do so? It would have been much more luxury staying there where he had been, in his hometown. He should have left all this safety, because he wanted to start, God wanted to start with Abraham something anew. New. And this happened through a covenant. I, the Almighty, will make a covenant with you. We will work together that you will succeed in your life. But this was not easy. And because the relatives of Abraham, with those who came with him along to Haran, they had a combined religion. So on one side, they worshipped God, and on the other hand, they worshipped their gods of the country. So it was something, so a moving, shifting religion from one side to the other. Sometimes God, and then the other time a god of the area. And therefore, Abraham should leave them. God wanted him to have a special trusting belief in the Almighty. Therefore, he had to leave those who would have undermined that. In those days, it was dangerous to go on a journey, but Abraham trusted in his God.